Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Isham Jones, James P. Johnson, and Fred Rich, do some yodeling, and listen to this past week in recording history. Last week, January 31st, marked the birth in 1894 of Isham Jones. He was born in Colton, Ohio, and grew up in Saginaw, Michigan, where he started his first band. In 1915, Jones moved to Chicago, where he worked at composing and later led bands at the Green Mill and the Rainbow Gardens, a dance palace which was located at North Clark Street and Lawrence Avenue. Around this time, he took up the C Melody sax and then switched to tenor sax, but by 1920 he gave up playing in the band in favor of conducting. From 1920 to 32, he recorded exclusively for Brunswick, which even set up a recording studio in Chicago to accommodate the band so they wouldn't have to go to New York to record. The band went to London in 1924, and the following year, Jones did move the band's base to New York. There they got radio exposure, appearing on The Big Show and The Chevrolet Show. He was also a prolific composer. Jones' first known published song was Midsummer Evenings in 1906 when he was just 12 years old. In 1931, his composition You're Just a Dream Come True became the band's theme song. Other of his compositions include I'll See You in My Dreams and It Had to Be You, and his chief lyricists were Charles Newman and Gus Kahn. Jones disbanded in 1936 because of health reasons and settled on a ranch in Colorado, but the musicians continued, forming a co-op band with Woody Herman as leader. Isham Jones died of cancer in Hollywood on October 19, 1956. Here's Isham Jones.
don't care for shows. My baby don't care for clothes. My baby just cares for me. My baby don't care for furs and laces. My baby don't care for high-toned places. My baby don't care for rings or other expensive things. She's sensible as can be. My baby don't care who knows it. My baby just cares for me.
Thank you.
Isham Jones and his orchestra, October 2nd, 1925, in the original Charleston, written by James Speed Johnson, who will be featured in the next segment of the show. Before that, we heard Isham Jones playing one of his own compositions, It's Funny to Everyone But Me. The vocalist on that March 30th, 1934 recording was Joe Martin. It's Funny to Everyone But Me was preceded by My Baby Just Cares for Me, composed by Walter Donaldson. Art Jarrett sang the Gus Kahn lyric on that September 10th, 1930 recording. We began our tribute to Isham Jones with Get Lucky, written by Roy Bargy, who played piano with the band on that September 15th, 1924 recording. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. A couple of weeks ago, I played a record by Al Bernard and Frank Camplain, which had some yodeling in it, and I mentioned a nice record they did called Yodeling Bill. Well, here to begin a set of yodeling songs are the Record Boys, Al Bernard and Frank Camplain, and Yodeling Bill.
Have you ever heard about Yodeling Bill?
Let-a-do, let-a-do.
Listen real close and you'll hear him trill.
Let-a-do,
let-a-do. Yodels at breakfast, yodels at lunch, yodels at dinner with a punch. And when he won his wife, I have a hunch that he swept that gal away. Yodel, doodle, yodel, doodle. That's Yodeling Bill. Yodel, doodle, yodel, doodle. That's Yodeling Bill. Now ain't that pretty?
Oh-la-lay-doo, oh-la-lay-doo,
oh-la-lay-doo. Doggone pretty?
Oh-la-lay-doo, oh-la-lay-doo-doo.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir, folks, that's Yodeling Bill. Yodeling Bill. Yodeling Bill. And Bill works down by the flour mill that does a yodeling, yodeling Bill. Now, Will Yammer, I want you to yodel for the folks. You hear me?
Rio lady, oh, Rio lady, oh, Rio lady, oh, lady, oh, Rio lady.
Uh-huh. That's very good, William. Now, Sammy, I want you to yodel on that piano for the folks.
Chinatown. There I sat in a Chinese hat with black men, yellow and brown. Plinky blinky blue said, quietness please, packy packy poo will sing. And music bright and gay in an oriental way was played by Ling Ling Fling.
That was British yodeler George Van Dusen recording in London in November of 1931 and the Yodeling Chinaman. Despite the novelty nature of that recording, George was quite respected as a yodeler, and in addition to the Yodeling Chinaman, he recorded the Yiddish yodeler and the Yodeling Sailor. We began this yodeling set with the Record Boys, Al Bernard and Frank Camplain, with Sam Stepp yodeling on piano, and Yodelin' Bill from a Harmony 78, waxed January 8, 1926. On the other side of that record is Prancin' Dancin' Yodelin' Man, and they also recorded a song called Hokum Smokum Yodelin' Indian Man. Not wanting to overdo the yodeling, in between those two we heard an instrumental from Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra, Blue Yodel, from June 21st, 1928.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Last week, February 1st, marked the birth in 1894 in New Brunswick, New Jersey, of James Price Johnson. Known as the father of stride piano, his first professional engagement was at Coney Island in 1912. He made the first of 55 piano rolls for the QRS Company in 1917, and the first of more than 400 recorded sides in 1921. Among his 250 compositions are The Charleston, which we heard in the first segment of the show, and Old Fashioned Love from the 1923 Broadway show Runnin' Wild, and If I Could Be With You 1 Hour Tonight, and a Porter's Love Song to a Chambermaid. He was an expert accompanist for blues singers and appears on several Bessie Smith and Ethel Waters recordings. In addition to his solo recordings, he led his own combos and played with Perry Bradford, Clarence Williams, and Fats Waller, who had been his piano student. He also influenced other pianists, including Duke Ellington, Count Basie, and Art Tatum. He died in Jamaica, New York on November 17, 1955. Here's James P. Johnson. Thank you.
if you'll be my shoe, then I'd keep you bright, dear, feeling good as new.
Ever saw what down south in Yammy Claw? Introduced by dancing mode. Watch me, here's the way it goes. Skiddly, 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 scow. Skiddly, 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 scow. Hands on hips, go way down. Come right up and mess around. Then you're gonna shoot a start. Load that gun and gaze it mark. Clap your hands, then you'll break a leg. Oh boy, do that strutting step. The 7 years each with pep, cause black bottom was a wild, but it ain't like skiddly scow. Oh, skiddly, skiddly, skiddly scow. Skiddly, skiddly, skiddly scow. Black bottom was a wild, but oh, that skiddly scow. Gun and gives it mark. Clap your hands, then you'll break a leg. Or do that strutting step. Now the 7 years each with pep. Cause black bottom was a wow, but it ain't like skiddly scow. Oh, skiddly scow, wow, wow. Wow, wow, wow. Black bottom was a wow, but oh, that skiddly scow.
Johnson's Jazzers, Louis Metcalf on cornet and Perry Bradford vocalizing on Skiddledy Scow from a Columbia 78 recorded on September 2, 1927. Before that, Andy Razaf provided the vocal on a Porter's Love Song to a Chambermaid with Jimmy Johnson and his orchestra on May 25, 1931. We began our tribute to James P. Johnson with one of four piano solos recorded in a session on January 21, 1930, James' own composition, Jingles. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, Wellsford Radio 92.2 in New Zealand, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week, January 31st, marked the birth in 1898 in Warsaw, Poland, of Fred Rich. The family immigrated to the U.S. and settled in New York, where Fred took up the piano, and by his mid-teens he was accompanying silent movies. He went on to study music at the Damrosch Conservatory and led his own orchestra at the Astor Hotel from 1922 until 1928. He made his first records in 1925 with this Hotel Astor Orchestra. In 1928, he became musical director for the Columbia Broadcasting System and held that position for the next 10 years. As such, he conducted a lot of music himself for the network and decided what music was put over the network by other artists and which orchestras and soloists were used on which shows. Studio musicians who contracted with Fred Rich included the Dorsey Brothers, clarinetist Tony Parenti, trumpeter Leo McConville, Bunny Berrigan, and Joe Venuti and Eddie Lang. He led bands until 1945, when an accidental fall left him partially paralyzed, and he retired in the early 50s. He died in 1956. Here's Fred Rich. ¶¶
loving. He says, please, stop it, please.
He's so unusual.
When I want some kisses, and I'm burning up for kisses,
he says, no, let me go.
He's so unusual.
I know lots of boys who might be crazy over me. If they only had this fellow's opportunity, I would let him pet me.
But the darn fool doesn't let me.
He's so unusual, he drives me wild.
Thank you.
Smith Ballou, backed by Fred Rich and his orchestra, featuring Joe Venuti and Eddie Lang on violin and guitar, and I'm Tickled Pink with a Blue-Eyed Baby, from November 19, 1930. I'm Tickled Pink with a Blue-Eyed Baby was written by Pete Wendling. If you thought you were hearing a lot of piano notes there, you were, because there were actually four hands on the piano, two of which probably belonged to Fred Rich. Before that, we heard The Rollickers and He's So Unusual, written by Abner Silver, Al Lewis, and Al Sherman. That's from a Columbia 78, recorded November 15, 1929. In that same session, the band recorded an instrumental version, which was released on Harmony, Columbia's budget label. Record companies would often record vocal and instrumental versions of the same song, releasing the vocal domestically and the instrumental abroad, where listeners didn't necessarily care about vocals in English. We began our tribute to Fred Rich with the Fred Rich Dance Orchestra and the Joy Boys, Sammy Fain and Artie Dunn, vocalizing on Are You Happy? That's from a Regal 78, Wax, September 14th, 1927. It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So-called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History are the Singing Sophomores.
Sweet and low down, sweet and low down. If you need a tonic and the need is chronic, if you're in a crisis, my advice is grab a cab and go down to where the band is playing, where milk and honey flow down, where everyone is saying blow, blow, that's sweet and low down. Low down. Busy as a beaver, you'll dance until you totter. You're sure to get the fever, for nothing could be hotter. Oh, 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 that's sweet and low down. Low down, low down.
Blast for a deacon, do, do, you have the weekend.
Do, hear those shuffling feet. You'll pet, keep your seat.
Hey, professor, not your beat.
Come along, get in it. You love the syncopation. The minute they begin it, you're shouting to the nation. Low, low, that's sweet and low down. Low down. Yes, cabaret in this city. I can recommend to you, set you up like electricity when the band is blowing blue. They play nothing classic, oh no, down there. They crave nothing else but the low down there. If you need a tonic, and the need is chronic, if you're in a crisis, my advice is
grab a cab and go down to where the band is playing, where milk and honey flow down, where everyone is saying blow,
blow, that's sweet and low down, that's low down.
Dizzy as a beaver, you'll dance until you totter. You're sure to get fever, for nothing could be hotter. Oh,
oh, oh, that's sweet and low down, that's low down.
Last for a deacon, you simply have to wiggle and hear those shuffling feet. You can't keep your seat. Come along, get in it. You love the syncopation. The minute they begin it, you're shouting to the nation. Blow,
blow, that's sweet and low down. Lots of all the deacon, you simply have to weaken. Hear those shuffling feet. You can't keep your seat.
Hey, professor, start your beat.
Come along, get in it. You love the syncopation. The minute they begin it, you're shouting to the nation. Blow, blow, that's sweet and low down. Low down. Do, 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 do.
Thank you. on the loop, then I will meander. But if you're true, then I'll be true. I'll do anything that you do.
If you run around with another rooster, then I'll run around just the way that I used to. But if you settle down, then I'll settle down.
I'll do anything that you do.
You're just like the little red hen. You haven't loved me since I don't know when. If you keep necking with the way you roam,
I'll keep necking till the cows come home. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. If you raise the duke, then I will meander. But if you're true,
oh, I'll be true.
I'll do anything that you do. Oh, there's so much fun when the daily work's done.
Too hot and tot and tot, 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 tot. Too hot and tot and tot, 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 tot.
Too hot and tot and tot, 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 tot. Nearly everyone, when their daily work's done, loves to hop and tap and ta 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 ta.
But honey, I'm not blind. You better keep this in mind.
However, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. If you pilly poop, then I'll pilly pander. If you honk honk, then I'll honk honk. I'll do anything that you do.
If you run around with a lovesick rover, then I'll billy boost till I fall right over. If you cluck cluck, then I'll cluck cluck.
I'll do anything that you do.
When I love, they call me king. I hug and squeeze and everything. If I ever love you again, you'll sing.
Mother, mother, pin a hose on me. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. If you pilly poot, then I'll pilly pander. But if you're true,
oh, I'll be true.
I'll do anything that you do.
Thank you.
We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with the Singing Sophomores, accompanied on piano by Ed Small, and Sweet and Lowdown, written by George Gershwin with lyrics by Brother Ira Gershwin. That's from the musical comedy Tiptoes, which takes place in Palm Beach, Florida. It opened at the Liberty Theater on December 28, 1925, and ran through June 12, 1926. That recording was made on February 1, 1926. Next, also from February 1st, but in 1934, was Don Bester and his orchestra with a vocal by The Chanters and What's Good for the Goose is Good for the Gander, written by Cliff Friend. We finished up with the University Six and Oh Lizzie from February 1st, 1927. The vocal there was by Hal White and Chorus. Oh Lizzie was written by Irving Bebo. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.